hope Asher has told us.
Siostra Szelcebo, of Mary, I'd tell you the following scenario. You're just in the middle of your bowl of cereal, cornflakes with milk, in the kitchen. You're by yourself there, and all of a sudden there's a phone call in the other room. There isn't a phone in this room, you get a phone call in the other room. So you go and answer the phone, and you come back to your place, and you want to continue eating the bowl of cornflakes. Would there be any problem with continuing eating the bowl of cornflakes? So typically you're going to be telling me that Shido Shilim Mokum. So to I'll give you another scenario and then you'll get clear what we're talking about. Abacha asked me yesterday, Abacha Yeshiva, he asked me, is there any problem when they, you know, during the, in the course of the day, they want to have drinks, they have a concentrate, and they leave it lying around. They've got a concentrate orange juice, and they leave it with the lid open. Is there any problem with that? Oh, so let's not jump the gun. So the Mishnah in Trumas, Perek Ches Mishnah Dalet. We'll try and explore the Inyan and let's see what we come out with. I don't claim to be a Baki in this. We'll learn through the Sugya and see what we can come out with. The Mishnah tells us, Shloisha Mashkim Asurim Mishum Giloi. Three Mashkim are also because of Giloi, which means uncovered. Which three are they? Hamayim, Vahayayin, Vahachalov. Water, wine, and milk. The Mishnah carries on and says, this moment we'll keep it as it is, B'sha'a kol ha-mashkin motorin, all other mashkin, there isn't a problem of gili. I mentioned already that it's obvious, according to anyone who discusses this, that if you know for sure that there's a problem with it, then for sure you're not allowed to drink it. We'll see what problem we mean. Says the Mishnah Vayita, Kama Yishuviyu Asurin, how much time does it have to be left and it's going to be Asa? Kedei Sheyitzeh HaRachash Mimokim Korav Yishta, in order that the snake should come out of a close place and drink from it. That's what the Mishnah says. Says the Gemara in Chulin, the Gemara in Chulin is Medayak. He says that the pshat that it comes out of its place and drinks is it should come under the time that it takes to come under the handle of the keli, and it'll drink from it and it'll go back to its place, which isn't much time. What is the issa here? So the issa is a sakana. This halacha is brought down in the Rambam. Rambam says, "Harabed devarim osu chacham neish yesh b'ham sakonis nefashis." And in the next halacha, he says, "Ve'elu hein," and one of them is "Ve'leish demayim megulim." You shouldn't drink uncovered water. Shema shosa mehen nochash or kiyotze boy, maybe a snake or something similar has drunk from it. Sorry, anything that's crawling on the earth. V'yishte v'yomus, a person might come to drink it and he's going to die. So what actually is actually the issa here? What is the problem? So it's actually machlokes what was their problem with it? The Kiryat Sefer on the Rambam wants to say it's bechlal the lav that we see in Parashat Kiseitze legabe the halacha of makeh, of making offense, of leisosim domim v'veisecha. If you go and drink that, yovan leisosim domim v'veisecha. The Chasam Sofer says, which we'll see along the Rambam, Now the is because of the passing of the Eschanon, the person has to be very careful with what you do, what you eat. So the Rambam says as follows. The Rambam is very marich in these halakas. And the Rambam finishes up and says, these things are the asr because of the Kodesh Nefashos. Kala oiva alein va'oma. And he says, "Areini mesakin ba'atzmi, I'm going to be mesakin myself. Umala achirim alai bekach, areini makpid lakach, I don't care, what does anyone care? Makin oisa makas maudus." You actually give makas maudus. That is what the Rambam says. So, the Mishnah has told us, there's three different types of mashkin. So as far as we're concerned, you've got water, wine, and milk. Question is there anything else that also may be a problem? So the main sugya, this is a sugya in Avodah Zarah, Daf Lamed, that he speaks about daf, he goes through it all, we'll go through a few of the pratim. But Legabit Indian of Mashkim is actually, what types of Mashkim is actually brought scattered into other places. The Gemara in Chulin Daf Mem Tes on the base wants to bring another five cases of things that might be a problem of Ginoi. The Maisa, the Maskon of the Gemara is that Devash, honey, is also included in one of the things that the Zeis of Gilui. And Ligabi Tse, Ligabi Gwevi, that's a machlei, because we didn't all be showing him, they go backwards and forwards about that. The Gemara in Beitza, Daf Zayin on base, says, Amar B'yosi ben Shol Mishum Rebbe, Hay Tuma Shechika, that means Shumim Ketushim, which is crushed garlic, Kashya Liguye, which means it's got a problem of Gilui. So basically we've come out Eilach Eira with five different things that would be a problem. One is water, wine, milk, honey, and crushed garlic.
What about onion?
Onion is a totally different onion. That is onion to do with what you're discussing is of leaving an onion uncovered overnight. But the guy leaving an onion uncovered during the day, the Gemara does not discuss the Shalinian. There's not a problem.
If you have those little tubs, the garlic, according to that, you're meant to close it overnight.
Yeah, you should. We'll see how we cover up, but according to what we say here, yeah, then yeah, it would be the correct thing to cut it, yeah, to cover it. Now, when we say yayin, does it mean just any wine? So the Gemara of Avodah Zarah there comes out. He discusses a few different types. One thing is, he discusses about sweet wine, bitter wine, different types of wine. He wants to say there is gilui, there isn't gilui. One thing he does say, we've got to know exactly what bitter and sweet means, but I'll call upon him. What he does say is, legabe cooked wine, ein bo mishum gilui, there's no problem with gilui, cooked wine. And diluted wine, there is a problem of gilui. L'chayra, a raya that there shouldn't be, a shikala raya that there shouldn't be any difference between what types of wine, as long as wine is a, or for that matter, any liquid, l'chayra is a shikala raya, because the Gemara in Yuma says that the nochosh was a skalkel, that anything that he eats is got a taste of dust. So l'chayra, what's enough kamina with it? It's diluted, not diluted, it's strong, it's strong or it's sweet. L'chay, what should be the nafkamina? If there's a problem of it drinking, so l'chay will drink anything.
The whole thing in which l'chay the choshin is
like here. Yeah. We'll get to it. Now the Gemara also tells us that another interesting thing. Gemara says, what about te'inim and anovim? Figs and grapes. So the Gemara says that oichal adam te'enim anovim balayla, a person can eat te'enim anovim at night, and you're not choishish, because it says shema pesoyim Hashem. So the interesting question is obviously going to be, if shema pesoyim Hashem, so say shema pesoyim Hashem everything, what's the difference? So this kashya is asked by the Talmid Rabbi Yona and the Torah Chaim. The Torah Chaim wants to say as follows. He wants to say, Shem Pesoyim Hashem, why is Hashem only Shem Pesoyim? What about the Chachamim? What's the difference? The pshat is, the fools, they don't know how to look after themselves. Say, if so, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to step in and look after them. Whereas the Chacham not to the Chacham Safif, so also Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't need to. So he explains, therefore, by mashkin, by liquids, the difference between liquids and teinim and anovim is that liquids, what do you generally do with liquid? You normally keep it in a bottle, in a cup or something. So fine, I've got a way out. Cover it. Sort yourself out. Cover it. You've got an eitzah. However, teinim and anovim, the way it used to be, is they used to put them on the roof. They used to dry them and leave them out. That was the way of doing it. So how are you supposed to know whether a snake got there or anything? You don't know. So Shem Pasam Hashem, there's no choice over here, because Baruch Hu looks after you. That is what the Torah Chaim wants to say. The Talmidei Rabbi Yehuda want to say that the Gemara says at night, he brings down at night you can eat them. He says at night, so you try and make a check, you know, see if there's a hole or something. He says you can't really see properly. So therefore you're not going to know. So Baruch Hu looks after them. But he says the water or other liquids that are uncovered, there's a mistoma, something's drunk from this, it's left open, so you've got to be choishish that probably something ate from it. Something drunk from it. So therefore we're chayish by liquids. Now the question is we'll get to it. This is just the beginning. Now, so the question is like this. Is there any in the types of liquids that we've spoken about, would there be any heterium? Is there anything different? Is it just a straight din? Is it clear cut? Or is there the differences? So the Rambam is very ma'arich in it. And the Rambam says as follows. The Rambam says, one of the heterium is like this. Yain mevushel eibay mishum giloi. Wine or water, or cholav or milk that were hot, calls the man shehevel oila mehen. Calls the man that the steam is going up. V'chein mashkin, and similarly mashkin shehaya mashke yewid milamala lasoichem tipa achat tipa was dripping down. Vush yewid toward v'yewid. There's no problem of gilui. Why not? They're worried about the bubbling water in the hevel and the steam. Basically, we're saying in such a case, as long as it's hot, then there'll be no problem at all. The Chazanish was actually machme. Chazanish was machme ad kedei kach that he wouldn't even drink. He would make sure that when the pot was on the fire, you have to keep it covered literally until it's boiling hot, until it's literally the steam's coming up. Now let's say another case. What about if this water or milk, whatever it is inside the fridge? Is that called Mugula? It's open but it's inside the fridge. So it's all brought down from the Chazanish. The Chazanish said it's no problem. Lachoy the Svara is because snake's not going to get into the fridge. What about being mevatel it in a case of something very choshev to a bit of wine and it's very choshev? He really, really wanted it. So there's the halacha by Issa Vehetu, we know, the famous halacha about being mevatel b'shishim. It's bottle in shishim. Well, there's a pischi tshuva over there that says that when you have fish and meat together, we know that's a sakana. It says a pisrei tshuva, don't say it's bottle in 60, because chamira sakanta meisura. Sakana is worse than this, it's much more chama. And if so, it's not going to be bottle even in shishim. You can't be mevatel it. So l'chayu will be the same thing over here, it's a sakana. L'chayu shouldn't be bottle even in 60. L'maisa.
Sometimes you say it, the eris and the nochosh doesn't dissolve in the rest, it stays in one lump.
The question of where is it? The Maisa is anyway that the Maisa is that we do hold the Maisa. That is what the Pesach Tshuva brings down. The Maisa is that even another things, because it's only a dindra bonon, the Maisa can be bottled the shishim. Now, another very interesting halacha is, so let's go back for one second, according to what we've said so far, let's go back to the two cases of the milk, of the cereal and the orange juice. The chayr, according to what we've said, it'll come out that the bowl of cereal, l'chayr, will be a problem to eat it. You've got milk there, uncovered milk. What should be there to carry it? If you're worried about gilui, then l'chayr, it's uncovered, you've left it, and you're not going to be able to eat it. However, the orange concentrate, l'chayr, is no problem whatsoever. It's orange concentrate, it's not water. It's in water, pure water.
Most of the orange juice you buy is reconstituted.
Even if it is, but it's orange juice, it's not water.
It's got orange juice.
It doesn't matter, it's called, no, but the halacha is mayim, water. It doesn't say mayim that's got a taste. The nachash maybe doesn't have that. It's orange juice. For that matter will be, the chayra, a tea and a coffee as well. It's not water, it's not plain water, it's got a taste of tea, it's got a taste of coffee. So, tastes different? It depends what you put in. L'chayra, cornflakes, if you take out all the cornflakes and taste the milk, it's not going to taste too different from milk. Hasn't got too much of a taste. The milk, the cornflakes taste nicer because of the milk, but I don't think the milk tastes nicer because of the cornflakes. L'chayra, you have to decide which cereal it is, maybe. Alright. Anyways. One of interesting sniff to be made on this halacha. It's very interesting is Rabbi Moshe Goldstein from Meretz Yisrael. I just spoke to him last night. He told me a very interesting chiddush. He said that Rashi over there says, Rashi in Chulin, that speaks about how long you have for the nachash to come out, he says it's the amount of time it takes for the nachash to come into the cup and then to go back into its place. Where's this cup? If you have a look, if you look medayek in Rashi there, Rashi says the word, it comes from under the handle, it comes from the keli that's on the ground under the handle. L'chayra, you see from that, it's literally the word karaka, the keli is on the karaka. L'chayra is medayek from Rashi there, that the whole halacha of giloi is only if it's actually on the ground. But once it's on a shelf or it's on a table, l'chayra, the din of giloi won't apply at all. We're not worried that the nachash is actually going to come up on the table or on the shelf. So let's see how the Shulchan Aruch actually takes this halacha l'maisa. Says the Shulchan Aruch as follows. Shulchan Aruch is in Siman Yerodea, in Yerodea, Siman Kuf Tez Zayin, Sif Aleph. So the Shulchan Aruch says, in starts off, Mashkim Shneskalu, Osum Chachamim, Mashkim the uncovered, the Chachamim Asadam, the Cheshinon, Shema Shosa, Nochash Mehem. We're worried that a Nochash ate drunk from this Mashkin, vehitil behen eres, and put poison in it. He finishes off with the famous words that everyone knows, v'achshav she'ein nechoshim etzoyim b'neinu mutter. Now that nechoshim are not found among us, therefore it will be mutter. So, okay, l'chayr we could finish there. However, there's quite a bit to add on to that. So the truth is they jump on him straight away. The Achoinim ask the following question. Achoinim say that l'chayr, there should be a problem here of asking davar shebeminyan. We know, in other words, if the Chachamim made a takana about something, then you can't just decide that, okay, so it doesn't apply anymore, so we just don't do it anymore. You need a davar shebeminyan, you need a minyan to rebuttal it. You can't just say, well, it's not negeir, so you can't do it anymore. So, how can you do that? Says the Pre-Chadosh, the Pre-Chadosh says that the reason is as follows. We find, for example, Hilchas Pesach, we find there's such a din, Lamad Yom Kodem Machag, you have to learn Hilchas Pesach. But the Chayu, we know the reason is because of one of the main reasons is Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach isn't around, but we don't see that the din of Lamad Yom is bottle. We still keep to the Lamad Yom. The din of Lamed Yom Kodem Achag. Doing Melacha on Erev Pesach as well, because of Korban Pesach, before Chatzos, the same thing. So he says like this, he says, the difference is there, it was a worldwide halacha. It was taken on in every place. Whereas Nechoshim, the whole halacha was, of worried about Nechoshim, is only in a place where Nechoshim are. Well, however, if it's a place where there aren't Nechoshim around, where there aren't snakes around, we're not worried about that, then the Takana doesn't apply at all. So therefore we can say such a thing that nowadays there aren't any snakes around at all. So even the places where they did say was asa, we can be matter and say there's no problem of gilui. That's one possible teretz. The other teretz is the Matayonis wants to say, wants a little bit different, wants to say that it depends whether there's a tanai attached to it, attached to the takana that they make. In other words, the such halacha, for example, by cholavakum, what's the problem? The cholavakum, the problem is that maybe you're gonna, the goy is gonna put something tummy into the milk. However, the tanai is that, however, if you've got a yid who's watching him and you see he's not putting anything in, so if so, you're allowed to drink it. So the same thing, he says, would apply legabe mashkim. He says the whole problem is that there's a nechoshim around. Well, why are you going to put nechoshim in? So what's this? You cover it. Fine, but we're talking about where you didn't cover it. So he says, however, but nowadays where there's no nechoshim around, it's as if it's covered. So in other words, the tanai was if there's nechoshim, there aren't nechoshim around. So if so, you haven't got a problem. That's how they answer the reason why we can take away this problem of the takana of the chachamim. There is a, it's actually brought down a bit closer to home, the Shari Teshuva in Siman Dalet, in Hilchos Netilas Yedayim, in Hilchos Netila, brings a machloikus if one has to be makpid on giloy by Netila water. And his maskana is b'medino yisenu leikop yegilei klal, and our medinos were not makpid at all. That's the way the Shari Teshuva brings it down. The Mishnah Berurah himself in Siman Kuf Samach, which everyone knows is also Dini Netila, he says the following lashon: Omayim shniskalu ba'alma, water that's uncovered. Ein choshishin ha'idna, we're not chayish nowadays. L'shosu be'nochosh da'a nochosh drunk from it. De'einam mitzuyim, because they are not found. He adds on in brackets, v'af l'misha nizah v'zeh l'shtia, even if those who are makpid in it for shtia. However, for washing hands, one doesn't have any problem at all. So we've established that washing hands, that for sure wouldn't be a problem. However, the gabi drinking, still deciding. The Shulchan Aruch in Siman, Reish Ayin Beisif Aleph, Hilchas Kiddush, also brings down this halacha, and he says, even though we're not makpid legabi giloy, which is lishitase in Yodea, he says, however, for kiddush one should be makpid on giloy, and the reason the Mishnah Berurah is done is because of the halacha of hakriveu na lepichsra, that one should be careful. There's a thing that you're using as a mitzvah, one should try not to have any problem with it. Should be perfect. Like we find all the dinim of legabe kiddush, that pogum v'chule. So he says as well, legabe giloy is what one should be makpid not to use such wine.
Why were there no choshes in the old days? They had wells, and wells were open. Why didn't the water? No one's going to come in the well fire as anything finished. They used to cover them. Ask for Dafka and Akedah.
Actually, they did used to cover them. We see from Yaakov and Rachel, no?
People could fall down there and they have to cover them.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, yeah, true. Yeah. Now, there is actually a preacher that says a very interesting simon. The preacher says, simon, nekoit simon zeb yodcha, take a simon in your hand, demechash chosh. What's demechash chosh? Well, demechash stands for advash, mayim, yayin, cholov, and shum is garlic, crushed garlic. Chosh, the meichus chosh, he means to say, le meichus yochish. In other words, even though al halacha we take on that you don't have to be makpid, but for sure there's room to be choshish for it. That's just a simon from the preacher. So now, says the Pischei Teshuva as follows. The Pischei Teshuva on the spot in the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Kufta Zayin brings the following lashon b'shein the shlav. Even though the Shulchan Aruch has told us one does not have to be makpid nowadays because there's no nechoshim, says the Shlach, Mikol Mokim Shema Nafsha Yichak Mizeh, a person who's worried about himself should keep far away from this. And he says the riot to this is the Torah writes them all these dinim Echad Mehem Lo Noisa. That's his lashon. He says, why does the Torah bring all these things if it's not again nowadays? Why does the Torah bother bringing it? And the Ma'ale Lechay, there's for sure Mokim to be machne. And he brings, the Pisacho brings down the following lashon of anhogas achosit agro kosav gamkein shenizem ma'oid b'dovazeh. The Gaon was very makpid with the din of gilui. Now, the chayyus kavana is for what the Maaser Rav, as you know, has brought down all the anhogas of the Gaon. He says as following: De gilui osa af she'ein nachashim etzuyim. Gilui is osa, even though nachashim not matzoy between us. The Huzal, that's talking about the Gaon, Hayanizah Ma'oid, Ma'oid B'davazeh, he's very, very makpid on this thing. Now, where that happens as well, it's known that the Chazanish as well was very, very makpid, wouldn't leave a room for a second without covering over the liquid. Now, where is this, where's the Makoy of this Gaon? So it's a very interesting Makoy where this Gaon comes from, he was so makpid and gilui. The reason is as follows. So, I'll read out this Lashon of the Gaon, I'll explain it. Samai Sarav and Oy Sadi Zion, and he says like this: Va'ad Moizal Hayanizah Ma'oid B'Dvarim Elu. The Gaon was very makpid with these things. Which things? He's talking about things that the Chachamim made a takana, but the tam is not nagei anymore. The reason is not nagei anymore. Hu Ya'ime Kol Ma She'osru Chazal, anything that Chazal asked, Oy Tikno Deyom Asakan, Eza Takana Nei Eza Tam, some takana because of a certain reason. Af shebitl hatam hagalilano, even though the reason that's known to us is bottle, takanosom v'isurim b'mkayimam emedes, the takana and the issa stays in its place. Why? Ki heim loy gilu lano ela echad mikama v'kama taimim. Because they were only megalat to us one of many, many reasons. Hakmusim imoran that are hidden with them. Al kain osa lavoy al divi chachamim is osa to be over the divi chachamim. Af shebitl hatam agolilano, even though the tam that's known to us is bottle. That is the lashon of the Gaon, called that a Maaser Rav. I saw many years ago that the Mishnah Halachos from a Menashe Klein Zichel Levracha, he brings down the chayyus of a Mefurash Gemara in Eruvin Daf Chaf Aleph on the base. The Gemara in Eruvin tells us Amar of Hamnuna. My dechsev. What did the pasuk of Elohim says? Vaydabeh shloisha salafim. Talking about Shlomo HaMelech. Vaydabeh shloisha salafim moshel. Vayihi shiroi chamisha ve'elef. Says the Gemara. Melamed she'oma Shlomo al kol dava v'dava shal Torah shloisha salafim moshel. Shlomo said on every chelik of the Torah, on each part of the Torah, he said 3,000 mishalim, which means reasons. V'shal soifim chamisha ve'elef. And of the Chachamim, Takon of the Chachamim, he says 1,005 reasons. So, just because we don't know, basically the Gaon is saying, just because we don't know, we know the one reason, there's still another 1,004 reasons. So that's why the Takon stays in its place. Based on that Gaon, I'll tell you another interesting Gaon, which is not so Negeah now, Negeah further along the winter. In the Megillah, the Apostle tells us, as we know, that Esther didn't say over where she was from. As we know, why didn't she say where she was from? Because she was scared that she's hiding from the king, and you know they're trying to look for her. If they know that she's Jewish, they're gonna kill all the Yidden. The Maaser, well after that, further along in the Megillah, when he's ready, he married Esther. The Apostle tells us, Lo yigid Esther samasim lata. She still didn't say where she's from. Why not? He's already long past the Sakana. Say where you're from. Says the Gaon the following words. The Achshav Marilano Akosav Goydel Sidkosav. The Posset tells us the Sidkos of Esther. The Posset says, Ki Mordechai Tziva Aleha Asheloi Higit. Asheloi Sagit. He says he shouldn't say where she's from. Mordechai told her. He says, Vahoysa Shemere Tziva Mordechai. Even though she knew that the tam that she thought was the reason because they shouldn't know she's Jewish because they're going to kill Yidden, even though it wasn't a gay anymore, even so, her sidkus was Mordechai, the Chachamim told her not to, so she kept to it. That's the Gaon Ishitosi. It was what happens to be as well, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch in Siman Lamed Gimel, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says, the following words, Yesh li zoe, shle lishtois maim shneskalu. One should be careful not to drink water that is uncovered. So, lechay, we've got enough room here for sure to definitely hold up a hiddur of being makpid with uncovered things. Now, as you said, l'chayr, it's only negeya to certain things. As you said, it's only really negeya most places with its real pure water, not a cup of tea, not a cup of coffee, not concentrate, l'chayr, all these things, not negeya to milk, wine, yeah, l'chayr, it would be negeya to yayim avushal, it's not negeya. So l'chayr is definitely a hiddur to be makpid on it. Now, there's a famous thing that people know, or people say over, that there's a halacha about the night passing by. If something's been uncovered overnight. Now, l'chayra, if you have a look in the Gemara of Avodah Zarah there, the Gemara declares about a person who is sleeping next to the wine. He's sleeping next to the wine. Is an afkamina during the day, during the night. Is the nachash scared? Is the nachash scared from coming there? The Maisa, the Gemara's maskana there is that there's no difference between night or day. It doesn't help a person live. The nachash isn't scared, and the nachash will come even in a case where someone's sleeping next to it. He's not scared and will come. L'chayr from the mashmas of the Gemara is that there's no difference between night and day, and there's a dingila even during the day. No more chumrah at night. However, I did find a few of the achronim that speak about it. There is a atse oila, one of the farshim on Yodea, and he says the following: even though you are nisa from ginoi, he says that's only at night and during the day when no one's around. That's what he says. He says, however, she says, when there's people around and you're in your house, this is l'chayr, one doesn't have to be makpid on it. But l'chayr is going based on the halacha that now these would have to be makpid. So at night there's more of an Indian to be makpid. But as I say, it's that Tzareila that says that. The Kaf HaChaim says the following lashon. Kaf HaChaim says, even if we're not chayish bezman hazeh to giloi, one should still be very careful and cover foods at night, because there are creatures, ants, and little worms around, and they'll get mixed up in the food. Also chayish that achvarim, that mice are going to eat from it, and you're going to be over bal tashaksu. So he's just saying a practical reason. But he's saying even if you're not chayish to gili, he's saying it's nothing to do with gili. He's saying there's a different reason not to, because of a sakana, because there might be other creatures in it, but not because of gili.
Did he not mention
right? Well, he does actually say correct. He does actually mention that there's another reason why we should be worried that a mouse ate from it, is because if you do eat from it, if you eat from something the mouse ate from, it's kosher shekha as well.
Except
yeah.
For what you said before, that grapes and figs at night, you'll have to eat.
Right. Why aren't we chayesh?
You said before, you weren't chayesh.
You could eat figs. L'chayu, we're talking about that they're sealed, so we're not worried that something went into it. Not worried that something went into it. If it's open, if it's taka open, the truth that they speak about, all vegetables even that are taka open, and they've got a liquid in them, once taka bichayish. Normally we're talking about a case where it's sealed, and then we're not worried that something went in without seeing it, and we don't notice where it came from. And I'll just end off, one other thing is the Tosus Yerushalayim is mechir from Maseches Derech Eretz. In Maseches Derech Eretz he says, Hashoysa mayim begulim shalon aleim alayla domoy beroyshoy mitpnei sakona. The Maseches Derech Eretz says someone who drinks mayim that has stayed overnight, domoy beroyshoy means mitpnei sakona. Beware, yeah, you're risking yourself. He says that even in a place where there's no nechashim, where there aren't nechashim around, Tosfos Yerushalayim says, if it was Megula all night, then there's a sakana. So, as I say, it's not not everyone speaks about this, but there is a couple of achoyim that do discuss about a night. But l'chayra, if we are worried about giloy, pashtos, there isn't much nafkamina between the day and the night, and for sure, l'chayra, there's a hiddur to be trying to be makbid when we can be. Okay.